Fancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
So at work, we have a vending machine, and they put in Oreos. That fucker puts in the white Oreos. No one wants the fucking white Oreos. And then I gotta wait till someone else buys those shitty Oreos so I can get the good shit.
You should take pictures and, like, date stamp them and show him. This is how long the fucking white Oreos stay. Till some crazy motherfucker comes along like, huh, white Oreos. Well, that seems less spicy. Let's get those.
Do you know they do have a watermelon flavor Oreo, Tim?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, did you know that I was listing all real flavors?
Wait, fried chicken's not real flavor, is it?
Yep.
They have fried chicken Oreo.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
What?
We were having an Oreo party at work, and they were like, we're trying to get all the flavors, but we couldn't find the fried chicken, the watermelon, or the bacon. And I, like, as they started saying, they're like, we couldn't find the fried chicken, watermelon. I was like, this is getting racist.
Yeah, like, hey now.
Holy shit, there is.
Did you go to the black part of town? Holy shit, there is. What the shit?
Mind blown.
Wow.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, fried chicken Oreos not real. Internet still excited.
Yes.
Okay.
I just saw that
too. Then that's why they couldn't find them.
Oh. Well, you should let them know. They've been tricked by the internet.
But there is watermelon because I did see that in the store.
How about bacon?
I don't know about bacon.
Let's see.
I'm going to guess bacon. No.
Fried chicken Oreos. That would be so horrible.
I want bacon. Bacon cookie.
God,
if you want bacon cookie.
Fried chicken Oreos sounds awful, and yet I have an erection.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, we kind of go all over the place, happy and sad. We talk about the Ferguson Police Department, Robin Williams, and cancer, but then we also talk about the Ninja Turtles, Christopher Cross, and 6 Degrees of Slip the Bacon. So it's kind of a grab bag. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast. It's our special Halloween episode.
We're getting it out of the way early this year.
Because otherwise we'll forget.
We already have our pumpkins out.
Well, the pumpkin spice lattes are out at Starbucks.
They are. Like, fucking August. What the shit?
People love that shit.
But it's still summer. That is not a summer beverage.
You know what? If you drink it in the summer, it's a summer beverage.
Yeah. You can drink it anytime, Andy, and it's a summer beverage. So you okay. Shut the fuck up.
Well, like, you could have some eggnog in July if you really wanted to.
Well, then you guys
I don't recommend
need
it any more than I recommend having it in December, but that is your prerogative.
Then you guys need to call up Sierra Mist and tell them that cranberry Sierra Mist needs to not be an only around Thanksgiving kind of thing.
Do you have the number? I think I might have lost it.
I think I got to look it up. It's in my Rolodex.
Good. Take care of that for me.
Well, I think the first thing that's amazing is Noah still has a Rolodex.
So someone at my work, part of my job is to reset passwords. And, you know, when you're not supposed to write passwords down. Someone tells me to write the password. I'm like, oh, you're not really supposed to write that down. She's like, it's okay. I put in my Rolodex and lock in my drawer. So, you know, someone out there still has a Rolodex.
Full of passwords.
Well, you know, the 80s never die. By the way, I'm Tim the T in Tancast. Before Noah goes on the rant, he's about to go on.
I'm Andy the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah the N in Tancast. All
right, Noah, now explain to us how the 80s will die.
He's like,
They never will die.
Yes, they will.
No, it's everything's cyclical. Cyclical. You know, everything comes back. Like, they'll disappear for a little while, and then someone will be like, oh, we need to bring out back this shitty 80s fashion. Like, there's 90s fashion out there that's popular right now.
So you think somebody's going to go back to the teased up hair, the cocaine, and the shoulder pads that go out to, like, the next guy over?
I'm not saying 80s will completely come back, but just little hints of it.
Mm.
Never underestimate what hipsters will do. Not getting wearing shoulder pads, because fuck you, man.
Reaganomics!
That's a good cartoon chicken or robot chicken reference.
Thank you. Speaking of which...
Yes?
How the fuck was my week?
How the fuck was
Andy?
Me? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was
Andy?
Motherfucking week?
Well, I watched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. The original one, not the new one.
All right. Well, for those people who didn't get the reference to Robot Chicken, that was a reference to a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle skit, which is why Andy just from out of nowhere said, speaking of which, I watched a fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie.
Yes, keep up, people. Watch all the things I watch and then learn them to the degree that I've learned them.
So you watched the original?
Yes.
And?
I don't know, maybe it was just the time or maybe it was like the amount of budget or whatever. There was a lot of detail put into those turtle costumes, into puppeteering the faces. And there was absolutely no sync between the lines delivered and how those lips were moving. I was like, man, somebody at Jim Henson spent a lot of time, and then somebody in ADR spent no time.
Well, it's because they deleted out the entire homoerotic subplot, and so they had to work around it, and that was the easiest way to do it.
Oh, is that when they were all trying to get Casey Jones up in their shells?
Yeah.
You're joking,
Casey,
right, Tim?
Casey, touch my cloaca, yeah. Dude! It everts, because I'm a boy turtle!
Cloaca.
And
those
now
things, are,
things
weird.
Are weird.
What? No.
Like, you poop, and you jizz, and you pee all in the same hole, right? That's what the cloaca is.
Mm-hmm. One hole, that's all.
That's all you need.
What if we really had one hole? Like, it was just our mouth, and we breathe, we shat... We did everything for
that. Oh, God, we'd taste and smell with that hole, too, wouldn't we?
I mean, that was like that South Park episode, right? When they didn't shit out of their mouths and ate with their butts.
Yes, they ate with their butts.
Well, how would you know when you were barfing or shitting?
I guess there would be no... If eating was tidal, there'd be no difference. It would just be... Maybe it'd be... Like, if it came out liquidy, then you knew you barfed. Because if it came out quickly...
Comma...
Yeah, I guess it's just my mind is blown by this concept. Like, I don't know how like jellyfish get along. I guess they don't have brains, so they don't have to realize the horror that is their existence.
And it is horror.
The horror.
Horror.
All right, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go chop the head off of a water buffalo and film it.
All right.
No.
Okay. Well, you referenced Heart of Darkness or Apocalypse Now. I thought maybe you'd actually seen that scene.
Oh, is that what we just did?
Oh yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh. You should.
Nah.
Okay. Well, then you shouldn't.
There you go.
You should do whatever you want to, Tim. Don't let...
That's what I do. Whatever I want. America.
Don't let fat white guys tell you what to do, Tim.
I never do.
Always let fat guys tell you what to do.
I always do.
It makes you rich.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No,
it makes them rich.
No, it makes you rich.
Trust me, Noah. I am one. This is how it works. I have observed it. Never as close up as I wanted to.
Do we want to do 10 laughs?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's time to read some 10 laughs. 10 laughs. Send them in, we'll read your 10 laughs. 10 laughs. Just send us in your jokes, we'll read them for you folks. You'll laugh off your ass as we read some 10 laughs.
All right. Well, I got one from Matthew Mathums, or just Matthew, as he calls himself, but I was trying to give him a clever nickname. Oh, nope. Calls himself Matt. Oh, it's a combo? It's from Matt and Hillary working together, getting things done.
Oh, okay.
Like the A-team.
I love it when a tan laugh comes together.
Do you think there's a B-team out there? When you need to get the job done right most of the time.
When I was a kid, like, I don't know, fourth grade, somebody's mom had brought home a video camera so it didn't get stolen from the school. And we actually made a parody A-team ripoff, and it was the B-team. And thinking back on it, it was horrible.
And that was story time with Andy. All right, here comes the 10 laugh.
So I just realized what shitty output, shitty taste, shitty things I thought were silly.
Hey, Tim, Andy, and Noah, you seem to be lacking in some jokes for 10 laughs, and we wanted to help out. And Hillary and I both listen religiously to Tancast each week. All right, so be sure to take your Holy Communion of Bacon. if you could also give our YouTube channel, Empo Ever After, a shout-out on the show, that would be super. No, I don't think we can do that. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, actually, is what they said. The channel is for Disney lovers as we share our park adventures and just goof around and act silly like the big kids at heart we are. Here's a link to our most current video. It's a Vireo.
Oh, you can't watch a video. Oh, this isn't even the way to access photo B. You suck.
What are you doing?
I don't
You
know.
Are a very horrible racist.
No, I think he's having a stroke.
Oh, no, I can't remember my piano lessons.
Count to 20. What are you supposed to do with the stroke? I don't know.
Oh, some aspirin. What smell like burnt toast?
Lift your arms above your head.
Good reference, Tim.
Put your arms above your head. Breathe through my nose. All right, I can't even keep this racist accent going for very long.
That's what makes it most special.
Anyway, it was supposed to be most current video, where we cover Star Wars weekends at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And our channel is located at... Anyways, here are the jokey jokes. Luke and Obi-Wan are at a Chinese restaurant one afternoon, and Luke is having trouble. Finally, Obi-Wan says,
"Use the forks, Luke."
Nailed it. Darth Vader and Luke are having a lightsaber duel. In the middle of the fight, Darth Vader pulls Luke to him and whispers,
"I know what you're getting for Christmas."
Luke exclaims, "But how?"
"It's true, Luke. Hulk. I know what you're getting for Christmas. Hulk."
Luke tears himself away, screaming, "How could you know this?" Vader replies,
"I felt your presence."
I feel like that one sounds familiar.
We may have read it, something like it before. What do Winnie the Pooh and Kermit the Frog have in common?
I don't know.
The same middle name.
That's horrible.
What did Rapunzel say when she kindly found Tim broke? Reboot. What did Rapunzel say when she finally came to the exit of a very dark tunnel?
"I gotta take a shit."
She said, "At last I see the light." This is funny if you've seen Tangled recently or remember that song is in there.
Oh.
Yeah. It took me a minute, too.
Like, what?
Doesn't everybody say something to that effect? What are Captain Hook... Oh, no. Yeah, okay, good. This is the last joke. Good. This is the winner. What are Captain Hook's least favorite shoes?
Oh, Velcro.
God damn it.
I think Andy knows. Say it.
Hey, Noah, how do you get the...
Embrace it.
How do you get the hook hand?
Just fucking say it.
It's Crocs.
Crocs, yes.
Thanks, guys, and have a great week. Matt, Tancast number one British fan, and Hillary, Tancast number one Walt Disney World fan, and Manamana. Nailed it.
I got some jokes for you.
Do it up.
Who are they from?
Anti-joke.
Oh, all right. Boy.
What would George Washington do if he were alive today?
I don't know.
Scream and scratch at the top of his coffin. A horse walked into a bar. Several people got up and left as they spotted the potential danger in the situation.
Horses are powerful animals. They are well advised to leave.
I like that one.
Also, the horse was carrying a gun.
That's not dangerous because horses lack thumbs, Tim.
But he also had a tea party hat on and a misspelled message on his saddle.
We're turning into a New Yorker political cartoon.
I got one more.
Do it.
What's worse than biting into an apple and finding a worm?
Biting into an apple and finding half a worm?
Starving to death.
Getting raped by a giant scorpion.
This is true. That is worse than biting into an apple and finding a worm.
Like, that just sounds terrible. That's all I got for anti-jokes today.
Okay. Well,
I think my favorite one was the horse.
All right. I've got some jokes from Alan. Hopefully we haven't done these ones before, but I think I fell asleep through a couple of these episodes, so who knows. And Alan says, "Hey, guys, before I list off my jokes, I just wanted to say that I love your podcast. I listen to at least one episode every day, and I enjoy every minute of it. Keep up the good work, guys." Well, that's a little optimistic, Alan. And here are my tan laughs. Why does Michael Jackson like basketball games? I guess "did" is probably more appropriate here.
Because he loves to watch children dribble?
Nope, because he gets to see some balls.
All right, well, that's a little generic.
On the roof of a very tall building are four men. One Asian, one is Mexican, one is black, and one is white. The Asian walks to the ledge and says, "This is for all my people," and jumps off the roof. Next, the Mexican walks to the ledge and says, "This is for all my people," and then jumps off the roof. Next is the black guy's turn. The black guy walks to the ledge and says, "This is for all my people," and chucks the white guy off.
Pretty sure we've read these.
Okie dokie. What do Justin Bieber and Pinocchio have in common?
They both love to suck that dick.
Correct. No, they both want to be real boys.
Woo. Oh.
Sudden realization?
No, one of those auto-loading videos on Facebook, and it's a bunch of ducks trying to cross the freeway, and a car almost hit them.
Oh.
But they made it.
Oh, they did? Have you seen this?
I don't know. I'm assuming. You said a car almost hit them.
I mean, well, it looked like it actually hit them, but they all keep moving. So I imagine duckling versus car on freeway. You don't get it. I mean, unless that duck had an extra life. He's like, "No, man, I got another quarter. We're good."
Well, I guess they made it. I hope someone wouldn't post that unless they made it, right? No one wants to see duck get smeared.
People are evil.
All right. Fair enough.
Fucking duck is delicious. Scrape that up. Cook it up.
That's right, people. You heard her here first.
Is it? Is it really?
I can't honestly say I've had duck, or I can't say I remember having duck if I've had it.
I had it. I feel like I had it a couple times. I think it's just okay. It's a little gamey.
I recall it being greasy, but I think I've only had it once. And maybe just that duck was greasy.
But
maybe
I feel like
an Italian duck.
All meats, it depends on how it's prepared.
Yeah, I got some meat prepared for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tim, how you gonna prepare it for me? Tell me the description. Come on.
Medium rare tube steak.
Yeah, go on. Tell me more about it. What kind of cut is it? How big is it? What size does it come with? Come on, Tim. Come on, Tim.
7 herbs and spices.
Well, tell me about the herbs and spices. Are they organic? Are they locally sourced?
It's a secret recipe, dickhole.
Yeah, I don't
and
want
by that
meat.
It's a secret recipe I keep in my dickhole.
I want to know more about this.
Well, you know what? We have compliance documents located in our website.
In our website?
Yes.
It's in our website.
Yes. You have to go deep in it.
You've got to go deep in it. You've got to get like the Tron machine. Then you can get in there, and the master control program will show you where to go.
Yep, you got to find the page between the pages.
All right, this bit has died on the vine. Let's just bury it next to George Washington.
And California's agricultural output.
Burn?
Well, not yet, but I mean, with how dry it is, I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
And don't worry, because Congress didn't vote to let us have emergency funding for extra water in case things do burn.
Oh, good job, Congress.
And then they went on summer break.
Yep. You know why? Because they should treat themselves.
I mean, after a year of making no laws, you got to take some time off.
Yeah.
Politics!
Let's get political, political. We're gonna get political. We're about to get political, and it's probably gonna suck.
Yay.
I can't remember what the post was about specifically, but I logged on, but I was looking through some... It was some politically charged post on Facebook, and I was looking through the comments. I was like, wow, at a certain point, you just agree with nobody, because everybody's an idiot. I'm like, nope, I can't take sides with any of you, because you're all stupid. This needs to happen. No, this needs to happen. You're stupid. These are stupid.
I mean, yeah, I think the problem people just go too extreme, like... Everyone needs to die. No, you need to die. It's like, really? Come on.
Well, it might have been about the police. And like, I can't handle it. I don't.
Yeah, Reddit kind of did the same thing when Ferguson happened. It was like, there was two things. It was either like, it's good that dude died, or it's like, fuck all police everywhere forever.
Exactly. That's what it was. It was like, either the police are 100% right all the time, or we don't need any police at all.
Yes.
We need to get rid of them all. I was like, look, okay, everyone here, stop talking and breeding. Go sit in a corner, wait to die.
It's okay. Sensible people will continue to populate the earth in your stead. We don't need you. If you do accidentally procreate, give it to someone else. Do not raise it. Do not teach it anything. It has nothing it needs to learn from you. People got to be so extreme.
Because that's where the...
I think it's because all people are idiots.
Because that's what's exciting, right? Like, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh...
Well, I mean, Mountain Dew basically built a brand on that. So, yeah, I think I'm going to back your theory here, Noah.
Like, you know, no one wants, like, middle of the road, right? Like, oh, I live middle of the road every day. I want, like, some type of extreme. That's what gets people fired up. Like, oh, fuck. Like, all cops are bad. Like, no, they're not. You know, it's just like, you know, it's everything is not so extreme. Like, some things are just kind of middle of the road. Like, you know,
maybe all cops are...
Maybe that cop was a decent guy and he made a mistake. That's definitely possible.
All cops are dicks. Yeah. No. Fuck the darkies. Too far.
I mean, in my experience, in general experience, I do not trust cops. Like, they seem to get into this group mentality. And now I'm not saying all cops are like that. Obviously, I've had very limited experience. But my experience, like, I would say the cops are very aggressive when they don't need to be.
Yes, as a white dude, I'm surprised by how often I've observed the same thing.
Like,
but
yeah.
I don't think that my experience with police probably bears but a fraction of the type of aggression that people with more melanin have to put up with.
Well, yeah, and that, and also you can't base, you know, all cops based on your experience, right? Like, you know,
well, yeah, I mean,
maybe you know, it's depending on where you live, right? Or
yeah.
You know,
I'm an anecdote. I'm not data.
Yeah. So I think people often confuse, you know, anecdotal evidence with, like, data. Like, you know, but, you know, I never had that happen. It's like, well, you're one person. Like, you know,
yeah.
That doesn't mean it's not happening.
Well, and there has been, I mean, there's been a real dangerous militarization of the police force. And it's been going up. People say, oh, you know, 9/11 and all this, this push from the federal government to just, you know, hand out military surplus stuff to anybody who can write a grant application, and, you know, people getting tanks and whatever. It's like, yeah, but it goes back way before that. Because the SWAT stuff that they set up in, I think it was Daryl Gates that set it up first in L.A. But SWAT departments are basically, that's the beginning of the militarization of the police right there. What we've had over the last 10 years, well, I guess 13 years since 9/11, is it's not like there was suddenly like a hockey stick shaped bend in that graph. I think we're on the same trajectory that we've been on since the 80s.
I mean, and you know, in their defense, like if you feel like your life is in danger, like, you know, going on the streets, like, you know, why wouldn't you want like the best equipment, right? Like, I'm the same stripe, but you know, I can definitely see that mentality of like, well, you know, we're out there, it can be dangerous sometimes. You know, I'd like, you know, a bigger gun.
Yeah, I'm sure the first time you're outgunned in a gang fight, you're like, we need to get better shit.
Oh, no.
The problem is, when you have that better shit, 90% of the time, you're not dealing with a gang fight.
Yeah.
But you still have that shit.
Yeah.
What are the, like, you know, when you only have a hammer, every problem looks like a nail.
Yeah, because, I mean, they showed those people in Ferguson wearing stuff that looks like they were going door-to-door in Fallujah, except for the fact that when you see Marines and Army... If they're pointing a gun at somebody, they're probably about to shoot them. Meanwhile, the guys in Ferguson, they were just pointing 50 cal machine guns at, you know, off the top of Humvees, basically, or MRAPs, at people walking by, at protesters walking by. I'm like,
yeah.
Dude, if you slip, if you hit that trigger, that bullet is literally going to cut that person in half. There's going to be two bits of person where whole living person used to be. You do not point that weapon at something you do not intend to destroy.
I keep seeing this quote, like, when the people fear the government, that's bad, but when the government fears the people, that's good. I'm like, dickhole, what happens when the government fears the people? They fucking arm like this. I'm pretty sure they are afraid of the people. That's why they're reacting like this. How do you react when you're afraid of somebody? You just be like, oh, I guess I'll be cool. No.
I guess I'll just, you know, put all my weapons away and just, you know, walk down the street. It's cool.
Oh, the people are scary. I guess I'll just sit here and cower. No, I'm fucking figure something out. Maybe we should all not be afraid of each other and just be fucking cool. Can we be cool? Come on, motherfuckers, be cool. Like Fonzie.
Yes. Tell that bitch be cool. Just like Fonzie. Say be cool, bitch.
Quump.
I'm sorry, I was doing the quote.
Say be cool, Quump.
We can edit quotes.
Okay. Say be cool, Quump.
See? So much better.
Be cool, honey bunny.
Chill that Quump out.
Oh, I want to hear Samuel Jackson say Quump.
Oh, God, that would be so awesome.
You should just take that clip and just dub it over with your shitty Samuel Jackson impression.
Jay Farrow's still pretty damn famous, but he's less famous than Samuel L. Jackson. Let's try to work on him.
Who?
One of the two black guys on Saturday Night Live. He does excellent impressions.
What's a Saturday Night Live?
It's a show that white people watch. It's on late on Saturday nights.
Oh.
Yes.
Wait, do they record it live? Or air it live, I should say?
They do perform it live on Saturday nights.
Interesting.
Yes.
I like this.
Well, you're half white. I'd expect you to be SNL curious.
I think I dipped my toe in it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like gay sex.
Okay. I think I experimented in college with some Will Ferrell sketches.
Back when I could stay up that late.
Come on, SNL. Tickle my funny hole.
Wow.
I have an email.
Oh.
A listener email?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
TimCast. Listener email.
From Not Cunt.
Callbacks.
Or Kiki, right? She goes by Kiki.
Mm-hmm.
Since it was such a hit last time, parentheses, dear Tanners, in my last email, I asked you which city to add to my list of places to move for the chickens sound again. Thanks, teehee. Now I'm running to tell you that we're officially moving to Seattle. All
right.
I'm excited, but also a little worried, since I've only been there once and don't know a heck of a lot about it. On the top of my list of worries is I won't be able to fly out and scout apartments before the day of our move. Any tips or thoughts?
What?
And now, what?
She's not going to be able to scout apartments until the day they move?
Well, I think then, Tim, the plan is find the apartment, sign everything remotely.
Which people do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not like,
got it.
Well, we just got off the plane. Cabby, take us around to a few places.
Exactly. I'm like, you don't just sign a lease that day and start moving.
Oh, well, some people do, I guess, right?
What?
I
got
no-tell motels.
Right. I think some people stay in a hotel and then scout for apartments after
they're
there.
This is true, yes.
Oh, okay. That is not what I was picturing. I was picturing getting off the hotel, driving in town with your moving van, going around like, can we sign a lease today? Sure. All right, we're ready to move in then. Got a moving van outside. No, that's not how this works. No, we're ready. Let's go. Let's do this.
We got to run a credit check? Perfect. You do that, and we're going to unpack the kitchen.
And where can we put the fridge? Put that in the kitchen, or
just that going out on the lawn? Yes, okay. Lawn fridge. Lawn fridge, honey. They said lawn fridge.
The title of this email is called Moving and Bullshit. Now, for the bullshit section. And this section is going to be sad, so I'm just going to let you know ahead of time. I've been binging on past TimCast episodes to keep my sanity. I just recently packed up and moved out of my spacious two-bedroom apartment into my family's bedroom to help my mother, who's recently diagnosed with abdominal cancer and lung cancer.
Fuck cancer!
She went from a diagnosis to ICU within 3 weeks and has been transferred from hospice to finally home hospice. Seeing the woman who raised me single-handedly go through this has been extremely difficult, even with her getting stronger day by day. My fiance, who normally I turn to help, is in Arkansas going through the training for his new job. I feel lost most days, and at this point, I'm trying to go through the motions without showing my mom how much this is hurting me. We are playing the waiting game with the doctor and unsure about continuing chemotherapy, which I'm pretty sure is landing in the hospital in the first place. I don't expect any great wise words or wisecracks about any of this, besides the move, maybe. I just want to let you know how much your stupid, dumb, and at times wonderful podcast has helped me. This show matters a lot to me and others. Thanks again. Sincerely, Not Cunt. And she said it was okay if we read it aloud.
Well, Kiki, fuck cancer. I totally get you wanting to be strong for your mom, because I mean that I've never stared death in the face. I've had family members who've wasted away slowly, I understand how difficult and awkward it is, because it's like, do I address the fact that you're dying with you? I mean, do we be honest about this, or is that like maudlin? Am I taking you down on when you may not have that much time left? Or, maybe she fights it off like a fucking champ, because cancer's fucking tricky. But when you have somebody who's facing, like, an existential crisis, I know, I understand that need to not talk about the elephant in the room, to use a super fucking trite saying for such a horrible situation, but I know if you don't have your fiance around, you still need, I guarantee you, you need somebody else to talk to, not just, three fucking idiots yammering in your ear. I'm super glad if we can provide any tiny modicum of escape. that's amazing and good. You know, find your bliss wherever you can. I'm all for that. Get your mind off of it. You cannot live in this all the time. You can't dwell in it because life is bigger even than this stupid fucking shitty thing that's happening to you right now. But, fuck! Sorry, man, all the, sorry, somebody else has got to talk for a bit.
It's okay.
It's something just... funny.
Yeah, something funny. For fuck's sake, somebody get something funny out. I just mean you need to find somebody to talk to, because... Sorry, year around this time, this is around the time of year that we lost my dad 5 years ago and my buddy David a year ago, so...
I understand. I mean, it's around the same time I lost my dad.
Yep, I know.
7 years ago.
Yep. And it just pops up and socks you in the dick from time to time, doesn't it?
Why dads be dying in August?
I don't know.
Our friend's dad just died.
I know. That's another reason why losing my dad in July...
You need to start an ice bucket challenge.
Yes. The ice bucket all fathers stop fucking dying challenge.
Like, you know, fathers, we know you have to die. But can you just, you know, do a little month earlier, month later? Not August.
No, don't do it any closer to Christmas.
So all right, a little earlier.
So here's how the ice bucket dad thing is going to work. If your dad dies during the summer, just get a gigantic bucket, fill it with ice, toss him in there, and pretend he's still okay. Then you can bury him later. Just get through the summer with your dad in the ice bucket. That's the challenge.
We can have birdies that shit.
Just take your dad. Take your dad in the ice bucket, like out to the ball game. Hold the ice bucket up. If they hit a pop fly towards you, try to catch it in your dad bucket.
It's okay if it hits him in the face. He's dead.
Yep. He's not going to mind. He's going to be super proud of you that you thought to bring him there. That's get him a nice tie, something he'd be proud of. Don't cheap out. Get like a Jerry Garcia.
He's a
They're nice.
You can
colorful.
Give him an ugly tie. You know, he's a little mean to you sometimes. You'd be like, you know what, Dad? You can wear the shitty tie.
You know, if you're
and the great thing is carpool lane all the time.
Mm-hmm. God pulls you over. Hey, there's only one of you in here. Oh, no. Check the bucket.
I didn't hang all these air fresheners in here for nothing.
Say hi to the officer, Dad. Hello, officer.
Now I'm going to drink a glass of water, and my dad is going to choke to death.
Oh, did you get the glass out of the bucket? Don't drink the bucket water.
Oh, God! We went to a dark place and somehow found some comedy. Who the fuck thought that was possible?
See, Kiki, this is what you gotta do. Go out with some...
I hope Kiki turned this the fuck off.
Yeah, right around the time that Andy got maudlin and teary, that's probably a good time to end the episode.
She's like, this is not what I wanted. No. Bad dad cast. You talk about what Superman is up to.
I don't think Bucket Dad's going to be putting up a lot of fight.
I don't think he's going to be doing a lot of anything.
Oh, are you implying that Superman is going to rape dead father in the ice bucket?
I think Superman would take him out of the bucket like a gentleman.
Lay him down on a soft pillow.
Yes.
He puts it in his bucket.
Pop him up nice. Puts it in
his ass bucket challenge.
What did you say, Tim?
I said ass bucket challenge.
That would be a terrible challenge.
I have a bucket of ass I just poured up my head.
I'm doing this ass bucket challenge for cancer.
It's going to give me cancer, but...
This is my friend Steve. He'll be the ass.
Come on, Steve, let's wring out that booty juice.
Gout friendly.
Fresh squeezed booty juice.
Freshly squeezed feces.
We should use a nut.
Oh, no.
Nuts clear. Nuts not sticky. Nut never stain. Nothing.
I forgot what you were referencing until you said that. Oh, classic.
Classic Tim.
Yes. I forgot I said that. Okay. So.
High school Tim. Holy shit, you had some balls on you back then.
I know. Was it in the middle of class? Because I can't imagine I would say this with the whole class in the room.
No, it was.
Room, but I was
it wasn't
it
class.
To the
it was you guys were doing Our Town. and the director was talking.
No, it couldn't have been Our Town, because that I would not be comfortable enough with that teacher to say that. So it had to have been either December B? I can't remember what the fucking name of the play is, or Odd Couple. And we needed to find a clear liquid to do something. I can't remember what. But the director / my drama teacher was like, we need to find a clear liquid. I was like, how about nut?
He just continued, didn't he?
Well, we got to find a liquid. How about nut? It's got to be clear. Nut's clear. It can't leave street, or can't stain anything. Nut never stain nothing. This is what I'm yelling in school.
And you got away.
People can hear
it.
Me. Not like quietly to myself, like tee hee, I'm so funny. So everyone in the room can hear me. What's wrong with me?
Steve was awesome.
Ponders.
Nothing of a stain, nothing.
Little did we know, Monica Lewinsky, a scant 6 years, no, 3 years later.
Had that not happened yet?
No, that had not happened yet.
Oh, I guess not. Yeah, that was, yeah, all right.
I mean, maybe it had happened, but it hadn't, well, maybe it had come out, but it had not been made public. That was
you said come out.
I know. I was making an ejaculation joke.
Did you see what you did there?
Oh, it's just me touching my screen again. I long for real human contact.
It's terrible.
Oh, I'm killing Noah. Sorry, buddy. Get in the bucket, quick.
Oh, can I tell you something that happened to me this week?
Sure.
Or do we want to continue being depressing?
No.
It's up to you guys. Which way do we want to go? Whoa.
Kiki did ask for advice about moving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she did?
Yes, that was the first part, and then we got to the second part.
Wow, we got lost that one. We just got lost in the weeds.
No, we got lost in the cancer weeds.
I'll put something in the show notes. Hey, Kiki, turn it back on at about 40 minutes in.
So about, like, searching for an apartment without actually going there, I would say, obviously, Craigslist. Google Street View, so you can actually kind of see the location.
And not just the location, like, use Google Street View to sort of drive around the neighborhood and see, you know, like, is it right next to a really busy street? Or, you know, how close is it to, or I guess Google Maps will show you this. You know, how close is it to train tracks or to airports or freeways or whatnot? My wife and I went through something similar when we were moving out here because we actually did get to come out and go look at some stuff. But we worked with a real estate agent who kind of went out and scouted a bunch of places for us. And I don't know how expensive it is, but I know that there are agencies that'll do stuff like that for renters, like help you find rental properties, you know, apartments, condos, townhouses, whatever, that meet your needs. So you might want to look into that. Again, I don't know what it would cost and what your budget is. But doing that and actually having a place that you can just, like, go straight to once you move there might be cheaper than, even if you're staying in, like, a motel, a week there or 2 weeks in that thing can really start to add up, you know, along with the rest of your moving expenses. So it might be cheaper to find somebody who, you know, gets good, check online, make sure that they've got, you know, good feedback online and whatever. But it might be cheaper to go through, like, an agency to help you find a place, you know, so you actually have some feet on the ground.
You know, also maybe reach out to Facebook, like, you know, maybe no one lives there currently, but maybe someone used to live there that you know, and they can be like, oh, you know, this area is a good place to live.
Or friends of a friend. I mean, you know, you can, like, play 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon with that.
Well, I know Kiki is a Disney fan, so if she listens to Mousedalgia, she should reach out to Kristen, who currently lives in that area.
Oh.
And did not accept my ice bucket challenge, but that's another time, another topic for another day.
Oh. Well, then, go to Seattle and go dump ice on that bitch. Quump. Damn it!
Quump.
You ever think about how many people you would have to sleep with to virtually sleep with everybody?
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah. Nope. Like, not even a little bit.
Nope. I never have.
I wonder if I've slept with you guys.
I doubt we're Eskimo brothers.
I don't mean directly, but, like, you know, you always say, like
6 degrees of sliding in the bacon?
Yeah. Like, it's say, you know, about STDs, like, you know, you slept with everyone they slept with and everyone they slept with. I'm like, well, I wonder how many people you have to sleep with and just sleep with everybody.
Well, and that's the other thing, is it would have to be like, so it'd have to be like one of us would have to be further down the chain. So it'd have to be like, you know, Tim sleeps with Alice, and then Alice sleeps with Bob, and then Bob sleeps with Charlene, and then Charlene sleeps with Derek, and then Derek sleeps with Elaine, and then Elaine sleeps with Noah. Like, in that order, for like, Tim's STDs to transfer to Noah.
Well, I don't mean he has STDs. I just mean, like, you know.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm trying to keep those STDs under wraps.
Why, yeah,
that
why
I don't have.
Why got to throw them on the STD bus?
It burns. The STD bus burns. Especially when
I pee. It's Tim's sexual Tourette's dynamics.
What?
They were going to fuck. Fuck! I don't know how that would work.
I think we found the place we're currently renting with rent.com, but I could be wrong. There's a couple of different online places where you can look for apartments. Sorry, bringing it back to Kiki so we could...
And not trying to figure out if we're Eskimo cousins?
I can't imagine. I mean, no offense. Andy slept with so few people. I feel like he's out of the mix already.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, if I sleep with other people, I have to have slept with someone that I slept with, you know, maybe someone down the line from, like, say, Lorraine or Caitlin, right?
Well, I mean, it's potential, but...
I mean, it's not really that important, but it's just something I was thinking about. I'm like, I wonder.
I mean, most of Caitlin's past boyfriends were in the East Coast area. But yeah, there's probably lots of people in the South Bay area. Well, not lots of people, but you know, she was in her mid 30s when I was dating her, and you know,
experimental phase.
Well, no, I was just gonna say, you know, even if it's, you know, two people a year in your mid 30s, it's two or three dozen.
I mean, I have two X factors that I don't really know anything before or after me, like what they did, because it was, you know, it was not
relationships.
Yeah. Two.
Giggity. So, I have two wild cards that say maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Jen only slept with two people, and she's married to one of them.
Well, but you're doing it too close, right? It's not about specifically someone you slept with. It's about people they had slept with and people they slept with beyond that, right?
That's what I mean. So
yeah, and the dude that she wound up married to is like was like 12 years older than her, and married a young 20-something with severe obsessive compulsive disorders. So I don't think he was getting a lot of other play.
Damn!
That's like super judgmental of me, the dude who went on a dry streak after that for like years, but yeah, gotta call it like I see it. I'm not saying I did better. I'm not saying I was out there like, yes, ladies, receive my seed. But yes, I think that I think it's a very small set of line segments around Jen.
All right.
And I don't know. I'm trying to think of some of the other people I slept with. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Mariah's deal was, and I don't know. So I don't know. Well, I know. And by that, I mean, I don't know. We never talked, like, you know, how many people have you banged? There's so many people I've banged. What are the names of those people? And,
let's graph them. Let's call them right now.
What do they get up to before and after you?
Hey, maybe it's time to check in. Yeah, hey, Mariah, how you doing? Oh, good, good, good.
Hey, Mariah.
Okay? Great. So,
listen.
I'm playing 6 degrees of Slip Your Bacon. Is that what you call it?
And so we're trying to figure out if there's anybody that you slept with that might have slept with somebody who slept with Noah, or might have slept with somebody who slept with somebody who slept with somebody who slept with Noah.
What we're saying is you're the first of many phone calls, so...
If you could just, you know, start a phone tree to all your former conquests, we can get this squared away.
Or circled away. Who knows what shape we're going to come up with.
And then also we're thinking of you know, we're thinking of guys, but, you know, it could be girls. You know, maybe, you know, Mariah was experimental. Mm-hmm. And maybe.
It's a lovely thought, Noah, but I don't think we're going to be able to solve that one on this Standcast. How do we get from rentals to here?
As quickly as possible.
I'm lost.
Because I like to bring up random shit.
Okay.
You can always trust me to be random.
Let's discuss our sexual histories.
Speaking of random shit, this is the thing I was going to bring up earlier when we did before we had helped Kiki move.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I was at work, and for some reason, I won't get into why, but for some reason, Christopher Cross came up. Like, I had to bring Christopher Cross up. Christopher Cross, and I was like, Christopher Cross, and people looked at me like, who's Christopher Cross? I was like, you know, the singer. If you get caught between the moon and New York, and I'm looking at as I'm finishing the lyric, I'm looking at the people's faces like, Jesus Christ, I'm old.
The best that we can do.
And I was like, you know what? You guys will know. I'll fucking send you an email when we all get back to our desks, and then you'll remember. And then I didn't end up doing it that day. And then the next day I sent an email, and the title was You Thought I Forgot. And then it was, ladies and gentlemen, from the movie Arthur, Christopher Cross. And then I was telling my wife all that. First of all, she was just laughing at how all the people in my office just looked at me with, like, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what that song is. I don't know why you're doing this to us.
What are these words, old man? What do they mean?
And so then I told her about the email, and she's like, they probably didn't open it. I'm like, well, I didn't say it was the Christopher Cross video. I just said, you thought I forgot. And she's like, yeah, they've been crisscrossed. I was like, oh, my God, that needs to be a thing. Like Rickrolled, but you've been crisscrossed.
Oh, starting it up.
Mac Daddy make you jump, jump. Crisscross make you jump. Jump. If you get caught between the moon and New York, you can make it happen, Tim.
And then I was like, well, what is this other song? Sailing? Well, just the title Sailing is not going to get anybody there. And I'm like, and that's it. I'm out of hits. I'm out.
Unfortunately, so was Christopher Cross.
What's that?
I said, unfortunately, so was Christopher Cross.
Crisscrossed. We're going to make that a thing.
Yes. Yes, we will.
So, don't bother clicking on the next Tancast video, because it's going to be labeled new footage from Batman vs. Superman, and then it's going to be Christopher Cross between the moon and New York City.
Nice.
Should I do Batman vs. Superman? Is that too obvious?
No, no. That's perfect.
Okay.
Capture the zeitgeist.
Or I'd be like, oh, who hasn't done the ice bucket challenge that a lot of people want to see? I could be like, George Clooney's best ice bucket challenge ever.
That's okay. I think the Superman Batman thing's going to have a little bit more legs.
You know what? If you're doing crisscrossings, you got to do more than one.
This is true.
Crisscrossed. Fuck that man. Like, I almost woke Michael up because it was the middle of the night. We were talking about this in bed. She's like, they were crisscrossed. It's like,
Then the next door neighbor thought you were having sex.
So did she realize my wife had just fucked my mind? Oh, blown my mind would have been fine. That's still a sexual term. Son of a bitch. Yeah. Rewrite.
We'll allow it.
Thank you. All right, that was the thing I wanted to talk about.
There was a similar moment of laughing so hard, almost waking up Drew this week. Caitlin and I were watching Daily Show after Drew and the in-laws had both gone to bed. By the way, the in-laws were here to visit with Drew. I think I mentioned this on the last Handcast.
You did?
But it was for Drew's birthday.
Oh, wait. No. You mentioned it to us. I don't know if you mentioned it on the show.
Ah, okay. Well, if I didn't mention it on the show, in-laws were here for Drew's birthday. Hooray! It's been 6 years.
Happy birthday,
that's how fucking long.
Drew and doing stuff, and he does it for you. Drew has had a birthday, and he's getting lots of presents, and he eats his cake with his face.
Yeah,
that's all factually correct. So we're watching Daily Show, and they had Wu-Tang Clan on there, and my wife and I are watching, and I point out, they're wearing a shirt with ODB's face on it. That's nice. And then we're watching for a little while longer, and my wife goes, oh, look, RZA's wearing a hat with a rooster on it in memory of the guy who cut his penis off.
Nice.
I was like, oh, Christ bearer. Why did you do it, man? I know he was a Wu-Tang affiliated, but I was like, that was a really good reference, babe. You know, once the uproarious laughter died down.
I vaguely remember this.
The dude cutting his penis off and then jumping out a window? or off a
or the
balcony
conversation
or something
Andy
like
had with his wife. When you were spying
the
on
the cutting his penis off part.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That was only like a year ago, a couple months ago. I don't know.
It was a rapper.
Yes, Christbearer.
Okay.
That's what he went
okay.
by.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I do remember that now. Yeah, I thought you just meant some random person who cut off their penis.
No, no. He was on he's on RZA's label and
he was on a lot of things.
All right, Tim, come on.
Look, I had to sell that. That was a weak joke. Can't just flop that joke out down there like a dead fish and think everything's going to be all
right. Tim, like, come on. You had like severed a severed penis dick, right Tim? In front of you. You can't yeah. flop that joke out there like a severed penis. Dude.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Come on, Tim.
We're going to allow a rewrite on this one, too. It's okay. Today is all about forgiveness and do-overs.
Today is all about forgiveness.
It's Mulligan Day.
Wow, right. Someone just liked a status from a really long time ago on the Tancast page.
We have been getting a lot of spam lately.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have. Yeah, I
that's all just
there was like four more this morning, so I just ran it through and told it to try to redetect based on what was still in the inbox.
So come to Tancast.com and try to outnumber the spammers, because right now the spammers are winning.
Yes.
So
leave us a comment.
I've always wondered, why do they do it like on old posts and not new posts?
Because they think that people aren't, like, watching old posts, and it might go unnoticed.
Oh, I assumed, like, if you're going to Google something, those are going to show up in results because they've been around longer.
Oh, that's
so
also
Googling,
possible.
Like, you know, fuck widget. And, like, you know, I put fuck widget in a blog 4 years ago.
And lots of other people have linked to it, so when people go and search for fuck widget, they find your fuck widget blog?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lots of people be linking to our blogs. Yeah. That's how we get our amazing view count of like, over 10 a day.
Yes.
Look out, Google.
It's all the fresh content
watch out,
we're constantly
watch out this
putting
American
up,
Life, we're coming for you.
That's what it
we're
is.
Nipping at your heels.
It's the freshest of the fresh content.
Watch out, fresh air.
Yeah. Coming
watch
to take
out,
your
Terry
air.
Gross.
You grossly misunderestimated us.
Yes. We're going to come farting your fresh air. How fresh is it now, Terry Gross? Now it's gross
she's
air.
She's on fresh air, right?
Yes.
Terry Gross?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I wasn't
don't
sure.
Yourself,
I'm like,
baby.
I know that's a herd. Name I've heard on NPR at some point.
Yeah, that's my if I was ever super famous and awesome, I would know it because Terry Gross would interview me.
Good to know.
Yep, that's legit.
Yep.
You know what? It's too legit to quit.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Too legit.
Hey, hey.
Too legit to quit. Hey, hey.
Too legit. Too legit. I want her job.
It's yours for the taking, Tim.
True. She probably vacated it long ago. Fuck this.
I did not see any movies this week. Well, I didn't see one, but, you know, nothing. You know, it was decent, but, you know, nothing you guys have to watch.
Okay. What'd you see?
It doesn't even have a title. Fuck it. That's
it
what I think about this movie.
It's called Something Decent.
Pirate Harlock? Space.
Fucking Noah was right. That's not
yeah.
something I need to see.
I've already forgotten it.
It's called Space Pirate Captain Harlock.
Huh.
It was all CGI, and it's based off a anime that was popular, or manga that was popular in, like, the 60s? Like, this is old.
Oh.
Wow. Deep cuts.
Shit.
Except yeah. for the CGI
so
part.
So it's really racist and sexist?
Did it slap a lot of other anime's asses?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't think it was really racist or sexist, but I wasn't really looking into it, so...
Well, did you see any dark-skinned characters at the front of the bus, or were all in the back?
I don't know if I saw... I mean, they all kind of have a nice tan going, a lot of them.
Okay.
Some were different colors, so... And they, you know, the green one got to ride at the front.
It's in the beautiful future when we all fuck to tan.
And that's why we're Tancast.
Just everybody keep mixing. Just keep scrambling those jeans.
So I basically just watched it because, you know, I was like, well, this is CGI, it looks visually kind of good, and I vaguely remember this manga or anime.
Oh, interesting.
So yeah, it ran from 1978 to 1979.
Well, in addition to watching the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, we also watched the Addams Family movie and Addams Family Values.
What back up
fuck?
1 second.
Did you have a VCR that broke in 1995 and you can only watch things before then?
You well, have not seen the new movie, right, Andy?
No.
Okay.
The new Michael Bay produced one?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Actually, I also haven't seen TMNT. Or Secrets of the Ooze.
TMNT, is that the animated one?
Yeah, that's the CGI one that has Kevin Smith and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Kevin Smith is in it?
Yeah, he's like a video store guy or something like that. I think he's got a minor role.
Huh. I didn't know that.
I saw Secret of the Ooze. I never saw Turtles in Time.
Which one?
I never saw Secret of the Ooze? That had the best cameo from Vanilla Ice.
Oh, wait. Secret of the Ooze is number two? Then yes, I've seen Secret of the Ooze.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go,
it's Turtles in Time.
Go. Pardon me?
No, that's exactly what's happening. That's when Toka and Rezar keep burping and the carbon dioxide's coming out of them, which is keeping them from de-evolving. It was a good reference, Tim. I got it. You don't need to apologize for it.
Oh, well, the burp was actually 100% accidental, so I'm just going to take credit for this happy accident.
I know. Just trying to make it a thing for you.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm just going to fail, like I always do.
Oh, that's good. Got to be consistent.
Nobody gonna stop my fail. Nobody gonna give me success. Oh no. I got to keep on failing.
Ain't nobody gonna take my
pride. So, Addams Family Values, it's okay. It's decent. Addams Family, still fucking funny. Watch either of them before you watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All right. This has been Watch This, Not This, or That.
It's been Watch This,
cut edition.
Or This, but Not That.
deep cut edition.
Yep. Cut to the bone.
Speaking of deep cuts, No. You don't know what I'm about to say, but that was wholly inappropriate. So let me just wind it back.
Now I
want to
know.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I'm just going to give it a different intro. Speaking of things we watch.
Speaking of deep cuts, Christ Bearer.
Christ. No. I went back to my DVR and I found I still had two episodes of Ron Wim's The Crazy Ones to watch.
Oh, holy shit. Now I know.
Yeah. I meant deep cuts as in it's been off the air for a while, not anything else.
No.
Anyway, so I watched the one with Mindy from Mork and Mindy doing a guest shot. And I was like, fuck, it's so sad that he's gone. It's just so fucking sad.
Yep.
And also, fuck people for not watching that show. It was good.
It was.
Granted, it's a moot point now. We might not have gotten more episodes, but that's not the point.
Yeah. What would they do? Oh, well, remember the crazy bundle of energy that was sort of the premise that the show was built around? Well, he's gone now, so it's just going to be a sadder show. We're going to talk about how much we miss him.
It's just going to be called The One, and we're bringing in Keanu Reeves. It's going to be a continuation of the Matrix series. So, there you go.
And then I also watched the premiere of the new Doctor Who.
Ah, I have not seen that yet. It's on the TV. Ah,
bummer, because there's a question I want to ask you that I don't know if you know, because you watched Old Who, right, before the reboot?
I'd seen a few Old Whos, but I was not like a religious watcher.
Oh, so you're not a Whovian, and like you're not an old school Whovian.
I am not an old school Whovian. Like I was aware of it, but not like, I wouldn't say I was a fan until the Christopher Eccleston stuff started.
Got it. Because there's something they did that I wish they would have, like, I wish they would have done in the transition between Tennant and Matt Smith, but I feel like there was no way to do it the way they did in the show. But I was like, that, even though I wasn't as big a fan of Matt Smith, this made the transition better. Uh-oh, did we lose somebody?
Nope. Just tossing a stupid, stupid joke in. Sorry, I did not mean to, I specifically did it in there because I wanted to get it down but not derail you. So I apologize.
Well, fucking write on your own notepad. Don't send it as a fucking message.
I'm sorry.
Andy said, say your stupid joke.
I said, hey, you know, we can just reboot The Crazy Ones now with Dan Castellaneta.
Everybody look at Andy and laugh at his funny joke. Ha 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 ha.
Or not get the reference.
Aladdin 2.
And don't forget the series.
Oh yeah, and the series.
Anyway, so that was an interesting transition.
Fuck, it was funny in my head, but now it's just sad. I'm re-sad again.
Yeah, take that.
God damn it.
Anyway, there was an interesting transitional element. Not sure what I feel about the new Doctor. I may watch again tonight. We'll see.
Okay.
And that's my Who review.
All right. Wait, who reviewed it?
Who?
What?
All the Who's down in Whoville?
Third base?
All right, I think the splintered show is just about done.
Speaking of Splinter, due to the voice for Splinter, is Elmo.
Fuck. Noah's gone.
Son of a bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Fuck, I hope that doesn't mean his computer crashed. I think he's gone.
Oh, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Sons of all of the bitches. Not even Quumps. Well, Tim, let's just sit here and stare awkwardly into each other's eyes until one of us says,
this
okay.
Might be the whole episode, just you and I talking to each other.
All right.
Like the Colorado one.
Ah, internet went out. Okay.
What? Internet went out, looks like. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Well, let's just sign off then, because we're already...
I'm going to tell him to record Who Not to Trust. So, we don't know who Noah doesn't trust this week. It's a mystery.
I mean, you'll know, because you just heard it. We'll plop it in.
Yes.
Remember, never trust Andy, not to derail the conversation.
And remember, you're doing it like someone who's caught between the moon and New York City.
And this week, never trust the local county not to call your wife in for jury duty on your son's fucking birthday.
TanCast.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the TanCast podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to TanCast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@TanCast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to TanCast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
TanCast.
Well, okay.
Yeah, they wasted 2 days of her life. And just by being here, you're helping to ensure that the lawyers are settling, and you're helping to do your civic duty. Yes, but theoretical me could fill this seat just as effectively as actual meat me. And they wouldn't know because they're not in this room looking at us going, well, there's 300 jurors in there, so maybe we settle? Because you could just like decide, oh, well, they didn't settle, so now we're going to bring the jurors in. We don't have to be here beforehand.
Fucking fucks, fuck.
Yes, yes. They need process improvement is what I'm saying. But there's nothing that's going to drive them to that. So, fuck us all. Jury duty's still going to suck. Jury duty's going to suck, and eventually someone you love is going to get cancer. Bye-bye, folks!
Really? That's how we're ending this?